We're back, everybody.
We are back.
Hoping everybody's doing fabulously, as always.
I hope so.
And, of course, Take Your Mama Out. That one was for a happy Mother's Day for everybody.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, hoping everybody's enjoying that.
Yeah.
You know, something I actually learned this morning, I didn't know this. Well, it's the whole thing, it's been said for I don't know how many decades that, Mother's Day started in the early 1900s and just about being nice to your mama. No, that's actually not true. The origins of Mother's Day started in 1870 here in the U.S. And it's actually Julia Ward Howe. She's a woman who, where's the little man going? He's over there. Yeah. One thing she noticed, actually women here in the U.S. and around the world, I would think, noticed too. Was that noticing that there was that was called the sheer enormity of the death caused by the Civil War and the Franco-Prussian War had convinced her that women need to be the ones to take control of politics from men who just want to keep killing people. Men in power, they just want to kill each other. That's it. If you give them power, they're just going to keep doing this. So it's not just the whole quote-unquote be nice to your mothers. but this was actually part of women's effort to try to gain power for themselves, and also was the origins, the start of women's suffrage,
right.
Trying to give women the right to vote. Just saying the whole thing, like, men are fucking this up, so we need to get involved too.
Right.
So one thing that Julia Ward Howe had seen was that it's, one thing she'd said is that a woman does not have to have the center of her life be around a man, but she should rather be a quote-unquote a free agent, fully sharing with man every human right and every human responsibility.
All right.
So, yeah, so what she was saying is that in order to create a more just and peaceful society, women need to take up their rightful place as equal participants in American politics.
Okay.
Sounds like that's something we still need to
learn.
Thanks for joining us, the Maven. Sounds like that is massively something we still need to learn here in the U.S.
It is.
Because, of course, you know, Roe versus Wade being overturned.
Well, they're trying to.
Oh, they already already overturned it.
Yeah.
So now it's Republican states are saying women needs women deserve less rights.
Yeah.
Screwed up.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it happened. It's not trying to. No, they did it. They already did it. And now Republican states are making it worse. So thank you. Shout out to Julia Ward Howe. And shout out to the actual origins of Mother's Day.
Yeah.
1870.
Indeed. So.
So.
So did you see Steve Buscemi's the latest victim of a random attack here?
What? No.
Yeah,
what
somebody,
happened?
Somebody punched him right in the face over, over by the in Kips Bay.
Oh, why would anybody punch Steve Buscemi?
I don't know.
He's a spectacular actor. Stop it. Be nice, people.
Well, I don't think they knew he was an actor, but, you know.
But either way, it's a jerk thing to do. I mean, you were randomly punched.
But
sucker punch.
Yeah, but this he was at 11:30 in the morning.
Which is screwed up. I mean, not to say that when it's late at night, it's excusable.
Right.
But still. Wow. I'm sorry. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Still, that sucks. I'm sorry for Steve Buscemi. If he hears this, I hope he recovers quickly. And psychologically, that messes with you too.
Yeah, he's a big guy. You know,
I mean, he used to be a firefighter, so of
yeah.
course he's tough. Let alone being an actor, you have to be tough for that too. But still, that's no excuse.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry he went through this.
Yeah. But what are you gonna do?
Well, hoping like it was, I know a few years ago, and this one it happened to you too. A few years ago, a sucker punching. Well, I was going to say, well, a few years ago, sucker punching became a thing and people were randomly getting punched. There's a
right.
whole thing with it. Then it died down. I know I remember I told you about this. There's one point, maybe teenagers or younger. Teenagers or like a young 20s, something like that. We're going up and randomly sucker punching people like from behind or anything like that. And I remember there's a director that I'd worked with. Actually, you lived up in Inwood.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd said there was one point, well, up in Inwood, Inwood, Washington Heights, it's northern Manhattan. Tends to be very, I was going to say, Dominican communities, Puerto Rican communities,
mm-hmm.
very Latin communities.
Yeah.
And there are guys, they'll be sitting out in front of buildings, you know, playing chess, playing checkers. And teenage guy came up and tried to sucker punch one of them. Well, little did he know how many of these Latin men, of course, they're old men. No, they used to be fighters, boxers,
right.
everything like that. So when this kid tried to sucker punch this old man he thought was going to be an easy target, this old man got up and beat the crap out of him. It seemed to stop after that.
Yeah.
Really, after that, you really didn't hear so much about sucker punchings. But then it came up again in the last like few months. People have been doing it to women, but I haven't heard about it in, oh man, maybe 2 weeks or so.
Right.
But it lasted for like maybe a month.
Yeah.
So screwed up.
It is screwed up, but.
So like I was always expecting to, you keep your eyes open, that whole thing. Is somebody going to try to sucker punch me? So.
Yeah. So. Anyway. Yeah, hopefully it'll get better.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, people who are doing this learn that, yeah, you don't do that here.
Yeah.
This is New York. We don't roll over like that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Somebody's got to get, you know, you got to be a counter to that.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's what that guy, what's his name in the subway?
Which one?
Remember, he got a chokehold of the one guy and the guy died?
Oh, killed him, actually, yeah. Choked him to death. Jordan Neely.
But see, that's, you know, unfortunately, you know, that happens. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but even the whole thing with it, I know, of course, I was in school actually with people, I was going to say veteran soldiers, and actually one of my classmates actually is still currently enrolled in the Army. And he said, yeah, he said, no, you learn, you don't engage. You don't do that. There's a whole thing, you're protecting somebody. He said, no, you don't do that. You don't engage. He said, yeah, there's no excuse for him choking him to death.
Well,
that's not okay.
I would say not guilty, but you
gotta
stop it.
And this soldier wouldn't say guilty.
But you gotta stop it, you know?
Well, why not
hit him? Or else you get people fucking, why not what?
Why not hit him then, if that's the case?
Because you gotta
stop him to death.
Yeah, but the guy was unruly. You know, if you punch him, how do you know he's not going to, you know, you don't know what his reaction was. You don't know what your reaction would have been. Everyone on that subway said he did the right thing. So who am I to say Monday morning quarterback?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and say, you know, otherwise.
I could see that. Whereas that's the one thing
you get a bunch of people on a train ain't going to agree on shit.
It's true. Whereas I didn't read anything saying everybody on the subway agreed on.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I kept seeing is conflict back and forth. Like, no, he shouldn't have done that. And others saying, well, yeah, it was helpful.
No, everybody
like,
on the train.
Okay, that's something. What I read
his
said
fellow
different.
Passengers.
Yeah.
Said he did the right thing.
Okay.
Fellow passengers.
Yeah. Whereas it's something with fellow passengers I saw different.
Well,
I didn't see all of them agreed.
All of them
agreed. Well, we read different things.
I know what I read.
Okay, and I know what I read.
So we'll see what happens.
We will.
This
he's
why...
been found guilty from what I understand.
No, he hasn't.
No, I thought he has been.
No. Didn't find him guilty. I think that trial is still going on.
Okay.
What's his name?
Well, I know the man he murdered was Jordan Neely. So if you look up Jordan Neely, you'll be able to find the man who killed him.
But, Jordan, how do you spell Neely?
I think is it K-N-E-E-L? Yeah,
right.
Jordan Neely. Yeah, N-E-E-L-Y. Daniel Penny, that's the one who killed him. Indicted.
Indicted, but he was charged and...
Yeah. So, it doesn't say anything about found guilty yet.
Yep. This is from the BBC.
Okay.
Anyway. Boom. See, two other passengers were holding him too.
Yeah.
So... anyway.
Yeah, and Tim's reading the article right now.
Yeah.
We're not ignoring everybody if you...
But we could read it later and...
We will read it later.
Yeah. Then you can apologize to me tomorrow.
Is that right?
It is my birthday tomorrow.
It is your birthday tomorrow. Yes, Timmy's birthday is tomorrow.
I'll be 60.
That's right.
So... You know where to send the presents.
That's true. That's true. Timmy needs lots of presents for his 60th birthday.
I do. I just need more sleep.
That too. Well, that means we'll go to sleep earlier tonight, I would think.
Yeah, that'll be my birthday. Part of my birthday present.
Is going to sleep earlier?
We've been going to sleep earlier, so that's good.
We've been trying, which is good. I bet we can come up with a few other things for your birthday, too.
Yeah, but I mean, going to sleep by 10 o'clock is always good.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it nice? Oh.
Being on that schedule is...
Yeah.
The best ever.
It's better.
Incredible.
I know it sounds like a total yawn, but when you keep the schedule that we keep, actually going to sleep at a reasonable hour is always nice.
Can you fix your ear?
What, baby?
Can you fix his ear?
Look at this. Oh, let me see. Little man, the ear turned inside out. Oh,
yeah.
That's silly boy. Our kitty's ear
usually
turned
they
inside
fix it
out.
Right away, but
it's true. Usually he fixes it.
Yeah.
Our silly boy. We can do that later.
Gonna brush him.
Well, it'd be nice. Yeah, he's just like, yeah, whatever, mommy. Whatever, daddy.
He's a good boy.
He is. He's the best boy in the universe.
So, but yeah. See, now, there's one less person that's going to hurt, like, Steve Buscemi or somebody.
Well, you think Jordan Neely would have hurt Steve Buscemi?
Who's to say?
But that could be said for anybody. Maybe you need to be killed so you don't hurt Steve Buscemi. Maybe I need to be killed so I don't hurt Steve Buscemi. You get what
Come
I'm
on.
Saying? That's I was gonna say, that's a stretch.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm coming on with this. That's
Come
a stretch.
On.
You could say that for anybody. Everybody could be a threat to everybody else. You need to just end them
oh,
all.
Oh, come on. You're being ridiculous now.
I'm being ridiculous?
Yeah, you are.
I'm being ridiculous on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would still say living in a sign would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
but.
What Timmy just handed me an article. I didn't read this one yet, but this, let me see. It said a woman in Michigan has been found living in a grocery store sign. Complete,
outside sign?
Yep, complete with a computer and a Keurig for months. Yeah, she had flooring, a computer, a desk, a printer, and a Keurig on the rooftop. Family affair sign, police said.
That's awesome.
That's something. Well, of course, clearly she's
homeless. What about
homeless.
A toilet?
It doesn't say anything about a toilet.
Oof.
Yeah, that's tough. I would imagine she would come downstairs in the grocery store to use it, but yeah, just wow. She had been there, it said months. Now this says she had been there for about a year.
That's months.
Yeah, that's, I could say, that's at least 12 months.
Good for her, though.
But wow.
Sticking it to the man.
Just wow. Yeah,
she's,
the space.
You gotta say she's resourceful.
Now, and there's a pantry of food in this space, too, which was 10 by 15 feet long, 5 feet wide, and approximately 8 feet tall at its tallest point. Oof. I'm gonna guess, I mean, maybe I would imagine that she's homeless, but
hey,
you never know.
Maybe that's just her getaway.
Maybe.
She needs to get away from the kids, from the husband. I think
that's
she's onto something.
Oh,
I think she'd sublease that shit out.
Brennan Warren, a spokesperson for the Midland Police Department, said, "We made contact with her and she was advised she was not allowed to live there. She is formally trespassed from the store and was provided with information on services within the area. However, she did not wish for any of those." The woman who police are not identifying left without incident. Yeah, she'd been living in that space for approximately 1 year, but it's not clear how she was getting up onto the roof. She was not formally charged with living in the
space.
None
of their business.
I mean, she was trespassing.
Jamming it to the man is what she was doing.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But either way, she's
sticking
not,
it to the man.
I mean, it's something. She was not formally charged
Good.
With living in the space.
For what? She didn't bother nobody.
Trespassing.
She
That's
didn't
trespassing.
Bother nobody.
I mean, still bothering anybody or not, it's still
Please.
Trespassing.
See, it's not trespassing.
No.
No. She wasn't bothering anybody.
It's
Was
true.
Anybody else using the space?
I would think
how
not.
Come,
it's inside of a sign.
How come when birds do it, it's okay?
Because they're birds.
Why don't we just kick them out and throw them to the curb? Hey, you're trespassing.
Is that right?
Why don't the cops come there and tell them, look, you're trespassing, you need to leave, you and your fucking babies.
I mean, good luck
unhatched
with that.
Unhatched babies, honey.
Good luck
you
with
wanna
that.
You want to kick unhatched babies out of signs like that?
Yep, you caught me.
You're a monster.
You caught me.
I thought I knew you.
Yep, I'm the one who did all of this. I'm clearly responsible for all of this.
Ugh. You want to kick Canadian geese out.
Canadian geese? Canadian geese or Canada geese?
Yeah.
I wonder if his ears are ringing right now because we both said Canadian geese and Canada geese. Shout out to Robert over that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So,
well, I don't know if you saw this. There are lawmakers in New Jersey. They're moving forward with a deeply unpopular bill that would revise the state's Open Public Records Act. Oh, there you go, Ben. Now his ears are going to ring. Yes.
Where are they going to go? Oh, yeah, you want to fly south. Everybody can't fly south, honey. That's your answer.
Yep, again, because I'm responsible for all of this, right?
Sorry, go ahead. What was your story? And I so interrupt you.
Yes,
interrupted
yes, you did.
You.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Well, there are lawmakers in New Jersey. It says they appear to be moving ahead with a deeply unpopular bill that would revise the state's Open Public Records Act, making it more difficult for the public and the press to be able to access government records. It's anything like you find out, I know, like here with the NYPD, there are lots of issues with NYPD basically brutalizing civilians, brutalizing
Not
people from
them.
Here. Not all of them, it's true. Not all of them, but some of them would do it. And basically, you could actually look up records and see, oh, yeah, this guy, you just keep moving him around precinct to precinct. Everywhere he goes, he beats up the people he's supposed to be taking care of. Well, New Jersey lawmakers are trying to make that so you can't do that.
Which New Jersey lawmakers?
Apparently a growing number. I didn't see the names of any of them that were.
Well, you got to protect the cops, honey.
I get that protecting the cops, but you got to protect the people,
you
too.
You got to protect the good cops. And there's more good cops than bad cops.
I don't disagree with you. I think you're right. But that doesn't excuse covering up everything everybody does, including the bad ones.
I agree.
Which is what New Jersey lawmakers are trying to cover it all up. Which is not good. But yeah, this is the latest attempt to diminish. It's called the...
See, I don't like that. That whole, you know, everybody is not... Everybody has a bad day.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay?
I agree.
And, but except cops can't have a bad day.
Well, they can. Everybody has bad days.
So how come it's got a fucking...
Well, there's really something. If you have a history of over and over and over and over again abusing the people you're supposed to protect and serve, that's not just having a bad day. That's just being a bad person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, if you repetitively do this, and you're, I have to say, oh, it's a bad app. Yeah, you're
but
a bad
there's
app.
Always, yeah, but there's always a job that they can do rather than protect and serve. They could always go to the records room.
That'd be something. But or, if it's just covered up, that's not happening.
I understand.
Yeah, they're not just
but
moved
they could
someplace
go
they can't.
To a different, you know, position, you know.
Where they couldn't
right.
abuse the
like,
population.
Hey, you
but
know.
But unfortunately, that's not happening. They're just moving them precinct to precinct and covering it. Well, now they're actively trying to cover it up.
Look, I don't have all the answers. It's my birthday. Leave me alone.
I know, baby. I know. You don't
this
need...
This is some birthday present.
I know, Panda. I know. But one thing that actually they're saying, the New Jersey lawmakers that are supporting this, they're actually they're backing this bill, are saying it's about dealing with commercial requests. You know, like, oh, commercial entities are asking for all this information, and our court clerks don't have time to deal with all of this.
They probably don't.
But when you actually go through the records, that's not what they're doing. They're not covering this up. They're actually trying to actively not let citizens get this information. They're allowing the corporate, well, the corporate, like, locations and commercial news. They can have all the information they want, but citizens can't get it. So basically, you said it's these people, but you're giving these people it just free access and then saying, yeah, it's screwed up. So.
Okay.
But yeah, the number of New Jersey politicians that are backing it are growing. So.
Enough about New Jersey.
I know. Well, this
don't
is
whack
Jersey
New Jersey.
News. I'm not whacking New Jersey. I'm giving New Jersey.
I was born
news
in Jersey.
I know
I was
you
raised
were.
In Jersey.
I know. And you're
picking on Jersey, okay? Well, this is a really start off to a really bad birthday.
You're my Jersey boy.
Yeah, well.
And I love you very,
I love
very
you.
Much.
Well, get to some good, if you're going to talk about Jersey, make it good news.
I don't see any Jersey good news here. There's got to be
go.
Some somewhere.
Here we go.
I just don't have any Jersey
just
good news.
Just telling you, Steve Buscemi got sucker punched, and you're like,
it's
oh,
true.
New York is so great. New York is so great.
Yes, I love this city. I absolutely love this city.
I love it.
Is that what I sound like?
I love it.
Do I sound like that?
What if they tried to cover up records like that?
I love it.
Well, if NYPD, when NYPD did try to cover up records like that, I called them out too.
Said they did. They never do.
Oh,
they
did try
bullshit.
For a while. They did try for
oh,
a while.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
See?
And I just called them out a bit ago about that. So, yeah.
Oh, please. You're exhausting. Can you get to some good news, maybe?
All right, let's see. Some good news. Well, this is interesting news. You know, there's actually, and it's been going on all weekend, there's a huge solar storm that's been hitting Earth.
Yeah.
And apparently we haven't gotten to see it yet, but it means that we're basically getting to see around the U.S., apparently here in New York too, getting to see Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Because
well,
the way
he was acting weird Friday night, remember?
So that
I told
must,
you?
Yeah, that was probably because of that. He probably
but remember
saw
I
that.
Said
yeah.
I said he's acting really weird. He kept staring out the window and
yeah.
like yeah, he was very weird. I said something's going on with him.
He probably saw those lights and we didn't see
or
them.
Or felt it in his
yeah.
hair or something.
But it's fascinating. But yeah, these
it's
these
scary because it's like shit when the animals know something
like
you don't.
Like, are you okay?
Well,
do
no,
we need,
not that you're,
yeah.
you know.
Like, do we need to go hide
Trump?
Someplace?
Right.
Do all three of us.
Go to the bunker.
Or do all three of us at least need to close ourselves in the bathroom because there's no window in there?
We need to do the Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler thing.
Oh, no.
No,
that's
okay.
Bad.
Go
yeah.
to the underground bunker and then to Argentina.
There you go. Yeah. yeah. I could see that. Let's, like I say, prefer not to see Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler as inspiration, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. Do we need to hide somewhere?
That joke I heard the other day.
Which one?
Where guy walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Down in Argentina.
Yeah.
See somebody looks exactly like Hitler and Eva Braun. Walks up to him and says, "Aren't you?" He goes, "Yes. Let me ask you a question. If someone were to kill all the Jews on the planet and three clowns, how would you feel?" So the guy says, "Well, why three clowns?" "See, I told you, Ava, no one cares about the Jews."
Oh, that was, I forgot about that. That was so bad. So bad.
I know, but... But you could replace Jews with something.
Well,
it's
and
true.
Well,
really
yeah,
good.
It's
but,
a yes.
You know
what
I mean?
Really can. Yeah, exactly.
Mussolini with somebody or whatever, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, actually, this is German news.
Don't get me.
This is German news. Yeah, something like that. But German news. I actually brought this up to you a few days ago. That German company. Yeah. Oh, no. But no, a German company has successfully launched a rocket powered by paraffin. As in, it's a waxy solid that's used in candle wax.
Who, Russia did this?
No, Germany did.
Germany did. All right, talk about.
It's fascinating. Like, okay, they're able to fuel a rocket with paraffin.
Talk
wax.
About the Führer.
Oh yeah, I could say I'm
not him, but
yeah, I could say he's hopefully long dead. I know there's the whole thing, like, yeah, maybe he's still alive in Argentina, that whole
no,
thing.
No, now he'd be dead.
Yeah, I would hope so, at the very least. We're better off without
something.
We're better off without him. But yeah, but it's interesting though. They yeah, Germany, they fuel the rocket using
where'd it go?
I didn't say where it went, they just fueled it.
You know what? They're so full of shit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You think it's
all
made up? All
you can do is say that. Yeah, well, where did it go?
It didn't say where.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't say where. It just didn't happen.
You think they made it up? You think the Germans made it up as a whole?
Germans. So you say, we'll throw them off the scent. We're going to say we did it with paraffin wax.
Is that right?
So some idiot scientists over here. We could do it too.
Wait a minute. Off the scent of what? Throwing them off the scent of what? And throwing who off the scent?
You know who.
No, I don't.
Smart people like me. You know, Uncle Cheese.
Oh, God. Just wow. I still can't get over that man. I never met him, but what you told me about him.
Funny shit.
Just wow. I mean, except just really.
Volkswagen bug.
Wow. I can't get over that.
It's funny. Funny. But anyway.
Well, I got a shout out to Taylor Swift here. She became the first artist to take 14 spots on the Billboard Top 100 chart.
Look at her.
Get yours, sister.
All right.
She's earned it.
Thanks for liking the show, Maven.
Yeah, thanks, Maven. We appreciate it. Absolutely. Taylor Swift deserves all the shout-outs that
she
can get.
She does.
Mad cool.
Bastard.
Wait, she's a bastard?
I don't know.
Why do you think Taylor Swift is a bastard? I never heard her referred to as a bastard.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's like the song, she's a bitch, she's a mother, she's a trucker, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother.
There you go.
I'm a sinner, I'm a saint.
There you go.
I do not feel ashamed.
Who sang that song?
I'm trying to remember. That one came out more, like 25
years
ago.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah. I actually sang that song karaoke once a while ago.
Yeah.
It's a fun song.
It is a fun song.
Yeah. I'll look it up quick. I don't remember who...
Meredith
it?
Brooks.
Who?
Meredith Brooks.
Was that who it
yep,
was?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
You both said at the same time. That's
yep.
it. Meredith Brooks.
Yep. I'm on a bench.
It's a great song. Haven't heard
it.
It's
a fun
minute.
Song. I wonder if you could sing it now without getting be like, oh, you're
what, me?
Not you. The proverbial you.
Yeah.
Like some lady sings it, would she get in trouble with the fucking thought police?
Well, who are the thought police?
Oh, you know.
I don't. No, explain this to me.
You know, the radical left.
Well,
like
no.
yourself.
Okay, yeah, of course. No, wait, actually, explain this to me, please. Because I've heard about the radical left and the far left, but nobody's ever been able to explain to me what the radical left and the far left is.
So crafty they are, me.
Well, no, but not crafty. No, explain who it is. Like the far right, we're talking Trump. We're talking MAGA. They're far right. We're talking Putin. They're far right. We're talking people who are actually trying to bring back Nazi idea. Well, actually have brought back Nazi ideology to government here and trying to bring it into law here in the U.S.
I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted?
Yeah.
Here tonight?
What's your question? Get to it.
Well, my question is, those are examples of far right.
Okay.
Who's an example of the far left?
People like that. Sweet as always, Angel Bear.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Sweet as always, Angel Bear. Good to see you again.
So, it's people like would say, "Oh, you can't sing that song because it's politically incorrect."
But who says you can't sing that song because it's politically incorrect?
Because I'm a bitch.
But if you're saying
stereotypical,
but
you
if
know,
you're saying
putting women down,
but if you're saying you're a bitch, you're not calling somebody else a bitch.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it
you're
does
still,
matter.
You're still
it's owning it.
You're still propagating the stereotype of a woman being a bitch.
Well, it's saying I'm owning it. I'm a bitch.
It's a woman's empowerment. So,
exactly.
Maven,
see, exactly.
Maven, you're
see?
Not helping me.
Thank you, Maven.
Maven, who asked you?
What? There you go. Thank you for that, Maven.
All right,
as
you know
a,
what?
As a woman.
It is my birthday.
It's
I'm
going to
pull a birthday card.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right, the Maven.
It's okay, Maven.
Thank you for that. But yeah, it is
yeah.
It is a woman's empowerment song.
All right. Thing. Does a man have an empowerment song?
All male songs are men empowerment songs.
Oh,
aren't
here
they?
We go. Or all
aren't
of
they?
Them?
Just about.
All of them.
Just about.
Name one.
Name just about any country song.
No, name one.
For that matter, anything by like, I was going to say, now that you put me on the spot, I'm trying
yeah.
to think.
Yeah.
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 Now that you put me
what
on the
about
spot.
That lady who broke that guy's headlights and flattened his tires on
oh,
his four wheel drive?
That's an empowerment song, too.
Yeah, okay.
Woman's empowerment
but now,
song.
If a guy did that to a woman's fucking four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
They'd castrate him.
Well, they wouldn't castrate him, and the Maven is laughing.
Pretty close.
They wouldn't
Maven, what's a man empowerment, man, blah,
yeah.
A man's empowerment song?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I'm having a hard time thinking of one.
Don't Google it.
Oh, I'm going to now. Now that
no,
you're
but
asked.
It has to be in the vein of, like, I'm a bitch.
Man empowerment songs. Let me see.
Probably like a Johnny Cash song. I
like
bet.
Johnny Cash. Almost all hip hop. Almost all
oh,
rap songs. Yeah, almost all rap songs. I love rap. I'm a big fan of rap, but.
Legs.
On the big,
okay.
It says legs. There you go. Yeah.
I would think that would still be a woman's empowerment song.
But it's not saying I've got legs, it's saying she's got legs. She knows how to use them. It's,
yeah, well.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Again. Not like he's
yeah.
belittling them.
No, it's true. But a lot of when it comes down to a lot of hip hop, and of course I know we have lots of friends who are people of color, they even say too, like, yeah, we're really misogynist.
We want from him.
What do I want from you?
Yeah,
I want
one song.
You want
that's
one song?
One male song.
Okay, one
I got one from the Maven.
I got one from the Maven. That's true. Now let me think. Not Shimmya. Shimmya is not a male empowerment song.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Let's hear it for the boy. That's funny.
Oh, come on.
That is
that's
funny.
A boy. It's not a man. Maven, the man. Thanks for liking the show.
Oh, like Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it came out like 20 years ago.
Popular song.
Oh, it was popular like 20 years ago.
Well, I've never heard of it.
I feel
no,
like
it was around 20 years ago. I remember.
You were. Let me see. Move, bitch, get out the way. You've heard this before.
What is he talking about? An Asian driver? Infesting?
No. Ludacris. I love Ludacris. I'm a big fan of Ludacris. But yeah, there's this one. You've heard this one before. Just a second.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to load.
All right.
I'm waiting for it to load. Come on.
Surprised you're not going to say that's a song. I'm waiting
come
for
on.
It to load.
Yeah, I was going to say, waiting for it to load is not a song, but this one.
I'm sure
dances.
It is.
And of course, it's an advertisement. Just a second.
Mm-mm.
Just a moment.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way, move.
this was big like 20 years ago.
What are you saying?
Yep.
Why are you dancing to it then?
Because it's a good beat. It's a good beat.
Don't stop me now. Yes, good.
There you go. So yeah, there are just about any song that's, I was going to say, it doesn't have to discourage women, but there really aren't. There are songs that empower women, which I appreciate because we're usually not empowered in daily life as a whole.
Right, right. I get it.
Is that, do you get it?
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
I see the look on your face.
All right, well, you know what? Tomorrow we'll be on, what's that?
Well, tomorrow's Timmy Boy Day.
I know, but we'll still do a podcast. What is that video one?
What's one video on?
That one video that we do. One that one website.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We can do it. Yeah, we can actually do it, whether it's Facebook Live or
that one website that...
Clapper. Yes, we need to do this on Clapper. That'd be fun.
Right. We'll be on Clapper tomorrow. So, I didn't want to take a shower and it's raining, man.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That's funny.
You're on fire today, Maven.
Yes, you are. Get it, Maven.
Satisfaction.
It's true. Oh, that is so funny.
Then how come most country songs are about a woman breaking a guy's heart? And even like I said, that one lady, and
yeah.
I use that term loosely,
yeah.
who took a baseball bat to this guy's truck because he, quote unquote, did her wrong.
He cheated on her.
He cheated on her. Well, you know what? If she had that kind of temper, he was probably just trying to get away from her.
Is that what it was? He was trying to get away from her by putting his dick in somebody else?
Yeah, he probably wanted to end it.
Was that what it was?
Bust the windows, see?
There you go. It's
that wasn't very nice of her to do. She could have just said, look, I want to end it. You know what? You did that. You're not for me. You know, go to her. Be happy.
Tell me. And I know this at least on my end too. How calm? I know I wasn't calm when I found out. How calm were you when you found out you were getting cheated on?
I wasn't that fucking 867-5309 on the answer.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah.
It's
good example.
Numbers.
Yeah. There you go. No. Shh. No. Don't say that.
But that is a popular PIN number.
Which, I mean, it's a lazy PIN number because everybody
yeah.
knows this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing as, like, let me guess. The PIN number is 867-5309 or it's your birthday, right? Is
right.
that what it is? Those are tough to guess.
Or 1234.
Yeah, exactly. Or yeah. password. Like, really?
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. What did he do to deserve that? Is that a song for commercial? I'm sorry. Is that a commercial for insurance?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was about.
It
was
should
about
be.
Getting, it was about.
It
getting,
should be.
Yeah. About
yeah.
his insurance.
Yeah, and then Flo should come out and say, "Look, if you know, Progressive would have handled this."
Yeah. Well, sounds like.
Well, maybe the other guy, because if Jamie comes along, you fucking hurt too.
Who's
are you fucking hurt too? For Progressive. No, I mean Flo.
Flo, is that right?
Jamie's a dude.
Yeah, Jamie's a dude. That's
right.
Right.
So, are you fucking her too? And Flo would pray, hey, I'm just here to cut a check. You know, leave me out of it. That would be a good commercial. They don't want Timmy's commercials. It's too edgy.
Too edgy?
Oh, it's way too edgy.
Is that what it is?
They would get a lot more business, I think.
You think so? I mean, mind you, that's an old song at this point. Not as old as the
doesn't
one I just
matter.
Played for you.
It doesn't
but
matter.
Still.
It's classic. People like it. I see the lights thumping now. And I can see the women saying, yeah, you did that. I would do worse to you. And the guy's doing the eye roll like, oh, yeah, all right. Guess I should switch to Progressive. And then Jamie saying, hey, you know, give us a call before it's too late.
No,
you know?
What is too late?
You know what too late is.
I don't. Explain this to me. What is too late?
You don't even have to get caught doing anything. If she thinks you're cheating, she's going to bust your truck up like that. Or a car. Or RV. You know? Or home.
Well,
or boat.
Well, you know, it's really
anything.
It's really something.
you know, I think they have life insurance too.
I could say that.
You know, so but, just don't leave her as a beneficiary.
Just one thing I'm thinking with this.
See, that's something you can talk to them in private about.
I'm sure. But one thing I'm thinking though too, is that of course you're bringing up this song a lot. With the
but I don't, I wouldn't recommend talking it to Flo one-on-one alone about.
Because of this?
Because you show her, you show him walking out of Flo's office alone, she's going to go nuts. What, are you fucking her too? You fucking her too?
Well, remember.
No, I'm not.
In the song.
I'm getting insurance.
In the song, he was.
A crazy bitch like
well,
you.
Well, in the song, he was fucking.
You call me a bitch?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. In the song, he was fucking.
He's her. Trying to get away from her, I think.
Well, he was fucking her.
Fucking who? Flo?
That's what the song is. No, not Flo. That's Flo. Oh. In the song, it was this man was fucking this other woman.
Ah, okay.
So
allegedly.
Was this, oh, no,
allegedly.
He was.
How do you know? That's according to Meredith Brooks.
Is that right? Was this Meredith Brooks who wrote this song?
Oh, you know what?
Meredith Maybe. Brooks Let's, did not write that song.
You know what? It would be funny if she did.
She did not.
She's a bitch. Well, now I can see
actually,
why.
That was actually a Taylor Swift song.
No.
I dug my key into the side of the
No way. It was not Taylor Swift. Not
I think
Little
it
Precious
was.
Taylor Swift.
Actually, I think it was. Let
no,
me see.
I can't see her being that angry.
Let me see. Well, you've been cheated on before, as have
yeah,
I.
Can't
you
see.
Get angry.
I know, but I can't. I wouldn't fucking flow.
Oh, let me see. I dug my
Not
key.
Swift. She even said not Swift. That's
exactly.
Like I should get.
Oh, okay. Into the side of it's Pretty Little. Okay, just a moment. It is by Carrie Underwood, actually. It was Carrie Underwood,
see?
Not Taylor Swift. Yeah.
See?
So wrong one.
See? You're wrong about a lot of things today. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
They did break up. And
yeah.
She just didn't check her voicemail.
Oh, what?
Maybe he left it as a voicemail, like, hey, this is over.
And then he went and started boinking another woman.
Right. He found his comfort in another woman
there,
who
there
wouldn't do
go,
such a
it.
Thing. He went out to the parking lot, saw his truck trash like this. He calls Progressive. It's fixed. You know, his RV, you know,
it's really something for as much as we're talking about this song, you know, it's usually men that are the ones that are keying cars and are busting windshields. It's usually not women doing
just
it.
Saying. Who knows what she would have done to his RV and motorcycle and trail and
as much as you're saying as that women are being crazy bitches, it's usually men who are the crazy bitches.
But I'm just saying.
Thanks for liking the show, Maven.
You're craftier than that. Yeah, they're going to make your misery a lot longer. Might as well just get it over with in one shot.
Oh, man. Or bust your face. More likely.
Or it could even be the guy, protect yourself from mayhem. Like her. You know?
Yeah, he's funny.
I know.
He's
There's
funny.
Nothing to be funny about when... getting your shit busted up like that.
I get that. The Maven says, have you ever heard of Hong Ball and gas tank trick?
No.
No, I haven't. I'm curious. I'm going to look this up now.
Gas tank trick. That does sound vaguely familiar. Ping pong ball. Oh, ping pong ball.
Oh, ping pong ball. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Let me look that up. I never heard of it before.
Gas tank trick. No, that does... Yeah, gas tank trick. That does ring a bell, but... Yeah.
Ping pong ball and...
Gas tank trick.
Gas tank trick. I'm looking it up.
Hmm.
Trick. Okay, ping pong ball and gas tank trick.
Oh, maybe we're going to call in. Let her explain it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Just missed it. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, Maven, if you want to try calling in again, you can.
Yeah, I just did.
Timmy just invited you to call in. The Maven, thanks for joining us. What's going on?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
yes.
Fine.
Okay.
So what is ping pong ball and gas tank trick?
So you were talking about, you know, men are more likely to key a car. But
yeah.
I have a friend, a female friend, and granted, you know, one instance is not data, but she told me about this trick. If you put a ping pong ball in somebody's gas tank,
yeah,
it makes it so the ping pong ball will keep blocking the injectors, so the gas will be sputtery. But when a mechanic tries to figure out what's wrong, it's almost impossible for them to tell, because every time you fill it up with gas, when the engine's not running, it doesn't suck the ping pong ball up against the things that make the gas go into the engine.
Wow.
So it sucks the car up, and it's really hard to tell that that's what's going on.
That's funny, though.
Funny. Whoa, and I wonder, can you get the ping pong ball out?
You have to take the gas tank off
and open it up. It's like you have to take the whole car apart.
Expensive.
Damn.
It's not a very nice thing to do.
No.
But it's something that she told me she did to her ex-boyfriend's car.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So
a lock on that shit.
I could see that. I'm wondering if, since she did it, I'm wondering if he earned that. Did he deserve this?
According to her, he did.
Okay.
See, I don't know his side of the story because I don't know him. So,
no.
That's fair.
She's a friend. She didn't automatically go, oh, of course he did. He's a scumbag. I like her response.
No.
You'd be a fair and impartial judge.
I think that's reasonable. Whereas I know, like, both of our exes, they would have absolutely earned that ping pong.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure his behavior was also as a result and reaction to things that she did. Because obviously she was not the nicest person either. since you did that. I'm no longer friends with her, by the way. It just happened to be that a story that I knew of her when she was hanging out with me.
That is funny. That is so funny.
That is funny, yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's not always the men doing the damage. Women are just craftier about it. That's all.
There you go. I can see
men's
that.
Egos are more fragile.
Yeah, very much so. Like, as women, we're used to generally the abuse. We're not as fragile when it comes down to egos, but yeah, it's...
Men tend to be more predictable, no offense, but men tend to be more predictable. And so
it's easier to target,
you know?
Yeah, and like you said, not that crafty. You know, they're just pretty
straightforward.
You know,
straightforward ahead.
Like they could, you know, they come up with like two things. That's the size of it.
You know who this makes me think of? Yeti Smash.
Yeti Smash.
Yeah, exactly. one of our guests. And one of his big things is he says he's Yeti Smash.
You don't like his way. Yeti Smash.
Exactly. So very, predictable. We love Yeti, but still.
So what are you up to on Mother's Day?
Oh, I am walking my charge. I'm in the middle of dog sitting.
Oh, okay.
So we are out for a walk out by the ocean. The fog finally burned off.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it must be nice. Nice and quiet.
It is. It's a pretty nice day today, I have to say. You probably can hear the wind.
Yeah, well, not too much, actually.
Yeah, surprisingly, no.
Yeah,
usually you can hear it in the mic, but no.
Now it's really blowing. I'm going to mute just so I don't blow you guys out.
Oh, that's
Yeah, it's supposed to be 70 here tomorrow, so that'll be good.
That's perfect for Panda's birthday.
It is.
Oh, where are you guys?
We're in New York, New York.
Oh, okay. So you got the same weather as California right now, huh? Crazy.
Oh, I was going to say today it's like in the 50s, but then tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Here in NYC.
Oh, yeah, nice. So you'll have a good birthday weather. That's great.
Yes.
Great birthday weather, right?
Yancy the Governor.
Thanks for joining us, Yancy the Governor. Good to see you.
See, I bet Yancy's got a couple key truck stories.
Oh, probably. That's one thing, Yancy. The Maven just called in and told us about the ping pong ball in the gas tank trick, which we hadn't heard of before.
No.
It's something. There's something ingenious about it. But then if your engine is sputtering, it can still run, can't it?
Totally. It still runs. And it'll run fine when the ping pong ball bounces to the top of the gas tank. It'll be fine, too. So if you have a full tank, it's not a problem.
You don't want to be sputtering when you're fucking doing 60 miles an hour.
Okay, I can see that.
You know, no.
And you would know this, of course, you've driven for years and years and years, and your motorcycles, everything, you don't want that to sputter either.
No. No.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
But that's fascinating. I had never heard of the ping pong ball. chicken to gas tank.
Well, now you have. Thanks to the Maven.
It's true. Yeah. Thank you, Maven. No, I've got some other news here. This is old news at this point. I've seen it repeated several different times in several different news outlets, everything like this. You've probably heard this one already. It was a three-year-old girl. It didn't say where, but a three-year-old girl had told her mom that there were monsters behind her wall.
Oh,
her bedroom.
Yeah.
And just kept saying it over and over and over again. And this was really freaking out this little girl. So actually the parents had called in somebody for it. They actually ended up finding out there was a hive of 50,000 bees behind the little girl's wall.
Bees.
In her room. Bees. Yeah, beekeeper Curtis Collins had said that he was one of the ones who actually went to go get the bees out. He'd said the hive was twice the size as any other hive he has ever found hiding inside of a house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who let the bees out?
Yeah, that's I wasn't expecting that reference. Oh, man. But to have a wall filled with bees. And they're just thinking like, oh, it's her imagination. Like, nope, there were little monsters in her wall. Well, they're bees. They're not monsters.
Yeah.
But that constant
serve a purpose.
Yeah, they do. They serve a purpose. But that constant buzzing sound was sure freaking out the little girl.
But we'll do a birthday show tomorrow?
Yes, we need to do. What time do you think?
I don't know. 4 or 5 o'clock?
Okay, I was going to say, it's your birthday. You get to pick when.
Right, well, 4 or 5 o'clock.
4 or 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We should be back around 4 or
yes, they should like
four,
the show again, Maven.
5 o'clock?
And we'll
Dan,
see you tomorrow.
Thanks for
and Nancy, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, for Timmy's
my
birthday.
I'll be 60.
Yes, happy birthday, baby.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
See you then.